This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the DJV program, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the pinnacle of poignancy here, the DJV, Teddy and Doug, the DJV program, aiming to get the conversation a little above the line, if you will, and still have some fun, make your life better. Jennifer Horn is here to do that, Victoria Keelan as well, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Victoria and Jennifer both have trending items. Would you like to take us trending first, Jennifer? It's like dancing. Let's go trending with Jennifer.
Sure. Well, why not? We'll do a little soft shoe. Someone who might be doing a soft shoe right out of office is German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who, according to European newspapers, this is something that's really trending for them this week. They say that she could be ousted from her office by next week. There are clashes within her coalition government over European Union migration policies, and they claim that she could be on her way out. BBC World One is the one reporting this, and they say that these clashes between Angela Merkel and German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer could result in a new political situation in Germany by the end of the week.
So everybody's kind of keeping
an eye on this. Her position is she's left under her watch. There have been a million migrants led into Germany as she's been in charge of the country, and it's not the most popular of policies. It's also caused political instability that has kind of rocked the German government and is even, it could be behind the breakup of the European Union. We saw.
What's her motivation? When you look at the rising tide of people who are coming from the Middle East and invading, it's the same problems we have here in our country, although they're coming legally, they've been, I don't know, not invited necessarily, but we've said, all of the progressive countries of the world have said, what can we do to help all these refugees that are coming from Syria? And the way to help them is to put an end to the war there, to do whatever you have to do to end the problems that are being created by Putin and Assad and whether it's the other terrorist organizations, whoever it is. You put an end to it and stop all of this other stuff. These people always do the same thing. And that's why Trump is such a gnat on their butt, because he doesn't want to do it the same way everybody else does. I'm not saying it's the right way. I'm just saying that shaking things up, obviously, the way they're doing things now doesn't work. And that's why Merkel has been challenged. That's why Brexit took place. That's why there is unrest over much of Western Europe, because these people are just filtering in, and they don't fit in the society. They don't work in the reality of the systems that are there. They're just there. So what do you do with them? And that's really the problem. People who are humanitarians say, well, you have to help them. Yep, we all want to help them. But to what end? Where do they go? What do they do to the job market?
Well,
what do they do to the economies of these countries?
Asylum's also being really stretched, because when you are seeking asylum, as is the excuse in most cases, you're supposed to go to under UN law. This is not a law that I made up or that is even United States law, but United Nations law is you're supposed to go to the first country nearest you that is safe. And many times they're pushing for opportunity.
Greece.
To go to other countries like Germany or someplace else in Europe. That's not the closest.
Let's see. Let me hold this up here. All right. Do I want to live in Turkey or do I want to live in Germany? Huh? Who would want to live in Turkey? It's a horrible place. All right. So anyway. So there you have it. And so the law is being challenged. That's what you're saying, Jennifer. And yeah.
Well, Angela Merkel's being challenged. She's not up for, she's been Chancellor of Germany since 2005, and this is not like an election week or anything. This is just, she may be kicked out of office. There may be an upheaval in that German government, which not only impacts their country, how they deal with migrants, but also, obviously, the shift of power in the European Union would be pretty big if they got rid of her.
Sure would be. Right. Hi, Victoria. What's your trender?
Well, Kentucky is trending. The attorney general there has filed a lawsuit against Walgreens for allegedly directly contributing to the opioid crisis in the state of Kentucky, which is a big, big deal. The suit claims that the pharmacy didn't properly monitor its shipping operations and it dispensed large amounts of opioid painkillers to its Kentucky stores. It also said Walgreens had a dual role as a distributor and pharmacy, alleging that the company failed to report suspicious opioid orders to authorities. Big mistake. It's the sixth time that the Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear has filed an opioid-related lawsuit. Now, we know Ohio and Illinois and Kentucky and West Virginia, I think, are the four states that were hit the hardest or have been hit the hardest with the opioid epidemic. And so the Attorney General there says that he wants to hold companies responsible and make them part of a solution.
Why those four states over any others?
Well, it's everywhere, but those seem to be the high.
Well, I guess why would that be though? Why would there be? Yeah, okay, but I get it.
I guess you'd have to trace it back to doctors prescribing. That's how it all starts. Doctors prescribing painkillers, and then it just then it gets to that level, and if they can't afford opioids, then it goes to heroin.
Yeah, what is it about those four states that would make you think that it'd be more likely a doctor would prescribe these various
well, I think opioids. You could go back to the kickbacks of the pharmaceutical companies.
So what are the four states again? Kentucky?
We know that the four of the hardest hit states were West Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, and Ohio.
I wonder if it has to do with different labor that goes on in those states. If you have people who are doing more physical, hard labor, more likely to maybe injure different body parts that they would need, I don't know, hip, or something that they would need pain pills
back
for.
Back surgery and things
like
that. Yeah,
kinds of surgery.
That could be. Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting question. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, it certainly is another. We always talk about problems. So let's take a rest from the problems. 13 past the hour.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house, yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria, a Dougster, people in the news, Rob Reiner. I thought he'd kind of gone away. Didn't hear much from him, for a while. Denouncing Robert De Niro and other celebrities for their remarks about President Trump, saying it only helps the president. He has put a new show together called Rising, addressing the controversy in an interview about the show. He talked about Robert De Niro and his blank Trump speech in the Tony Awards a week ago. I pay so little attention to this kind of stuff because it's just what you expect. From somebody, I wasn't expecting it from De Niro, although it's pretty clear that he doesn't like Trump.
That was so distasteful.
Really?
And
awful.
So classless.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just, oh.
And that's basically
really
what Reiner
disgusting.
Said. Even though he doesn't care for
even if you agree with
Trump.
His message,
right.
it's just
exactly.
awful.
Yeah. It doesn't set
well, and then
a tone.
To go the next day to Canada and apologize on behalf of the American people, I think that's what also gets a lot of people. That it's like Robert De Niro doesn't need to speak for me and apologize for
no,
President Trump.
Already.
And
I think
that just adds to that elitist attitude that so many people are turned off by across the
yeah.
country. They don't want to feel like they don't know any better. They want to make their own decisions and not have Robert De Niro have to talk about it for them.
Yeah, right. The other person who's outspoken is Seth MacFarlane, who's not exactly a shrinking violet when it comes to whether it's Fox or other networks, but he's been on Fox. How's what? Family Guy has been on
20 seasons. It's been on
yeah,
now, I think,
at least. So MacFarlane was upset about Tucker Carlson. If everybody gets upset, Tucker Carlson is a moron. There's nothing about him that has anything. There's no new thought from him, and so it's kind of sad. If
okay,
people
just
get
because you don't
so
like him, I don't know if I'd call him a moron. He's actually a pretty smart guy, but okay.
Well,
you could say you disagree with him.
I think he's a simpleton. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. I'll apologize.
I like Tucker Carlson a lot, but I think what got Seth MacFarlane upset is that Tucker made like a tongue-in-cheek joke. He goes, well, you should only be watching news here. Just ignore those other networks or something. We're now at the part where we can't even make jokes. And
well,
Tucker Carlson does not pretend
that,
to
Jennifer,
be...
I agree with you. Yeah, right.
Tucker
yeah.
Carlson does not pretend to be a journalist. He is an opinion host, just like yeah. Sean Hannity, just like
just
Rachel
like
Maddow, just like Don
yes.
Lemon.
Like
they're
us.
Not journalists. Right?
No, they are not. We are not journalists here. So, and most
so
people
what
on
was,
the radio.
What did Seth MacFarlane... I don't know this story, so I'm trying to
that
piece it
together.
That
was what he took
so.
Issue to. That Tucker okay. Carlson said, you should just ignore those other networks. Watch your news here.
Right.
But it was
right.
like,
okay.
it's
and
just, it was
Seth
so
say?
Stupid. And Seth said, I can't work. I'm embarrassed to work for a company.
Well,
that
but that is. It's
like
carrying
that.
It very, it's you're right, Jennifer. It's under the circumstances carrying it way too far. I mean, the guy makes an offhanded comment. It isn't. I think
I say that all the time. Only listen to the DJV show because we've got you covered.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to not be embarrassed to work here because I say don't listen to other radio.
But there are plenty of reasons to be embarrassed to be here, but not
right.
That.
Can so. Come up with a ton of reasons to tell you why you should be embarrassed
Excuse
to listen
me?
To us.
Okay, let's go. What? And what's one of them? We do our program in our underwear.
That's true.
Okay. That's one of them. That's so definitely at the top of the list.
We can start from there. We don't brush our teeth before we go on the air. That sort of things. Very important things to consider. All right, anyway. Much ado about nothing as usual. So why are we talking about it? We're not anymore. It's 21 past the hour, so there.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Avengers at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show, as we acknowledge the creator of all of these characters, Mr. Stan Lee. He's the guy who started Marvel Comics. He's 90-something. How old is he? 97 or
like
something?
Like 93, old. Maybe?
Yeah,
92.
Wasn't he?
Temporary.
He was just the victim of something, wasn't he?
Yeah, right. Yes, his caregiver is driven him off. So he has a temporary restraining order against this guy. A petition filed in support of the order states that this fellow, his name is Kia Morgan, been acting as Lee's caretaker, taking advantage of him since his wife died last year. The actual document says, quote, petitioner, along with law enforcement and adult protective services, believes Mr. Morgan is unduly influencing Mr. Lee and isolating him. The order bans Morgan from abusing, harassing, or contacting Mr. Lee, requires him to stay 100 yards away from Lee. So I bet there's a few bucks involved in this.
Well, he's been extorting money from him. And
right.
Remember, we've talked about this over the last maybe 6 months or so. There have been a few major withdrawals from Stan Lee's accounts.
Right.
And this guy is obviously the one behind it.
Yep. Elder abuse.
It's terrible.
Created Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, Black Panther, all that stuff. So there's a lot of dough involved, and that's the problem.
Well, he also has some dementia, because he made a Twitter video with this guy last week saying that this guy is my friend and he's the only person I want in charge of my affairs, and it was almost like he was being forced to give this will on video. It was really kind of sad.
Yep, it is. 25 after the hour, Alicia Keys announcing she is the music, a woman-led music industry initiative for female advancement. She announced the organization's formation during her speech at the National Music Publishers Association annual meeting. She was honored there. She said, quote, I've joined forces with a group of really powerful female executive songwriters, artists, engineers, producers, publishers, to help reshape the industry that we live by, creating real opportunities and a pipeline of talent for other women. So I'm wondering, in my mind, I don't think there's a problem with women being acknowledged as artists.
perhaps the work done behind the scenes is where the problem is, because there are a lot of women. When you see the pop tunes around, there are a lot of women, and an equal number, I would think, there. But
no, it's not actually. That's one of the reasons that she was. She said of the 3,000 pop songwriters credited last year, only 12% were female.
No, no. I'm not saying songwriters. I'm saying performers. There are.
Oh.
I would be surprised if there was a paucity of female performers. The problem is that the performers don't have backup. Yes, right, behind the scenes.
Only 3% of engineers are female.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. All right. Elvis Presley's drummer, DJ Fontana, passing away. Dominic Joseph Fontana worked for Elvis for a long, long time. The King had him with him for the, I think, 14, 15 years. 460 songs for RCA, including Blue Suede Shoes, Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog Man, or Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock. He was the drummer on all those songs. He was with Elvis during his appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 56, the 68 comeback special. I think they had a really, if you listen to the Elvis channel on Sirius XM, you can't hear anymore, but you could hear him on often being interviewed. He accompanied Elvis in studio, on the road, in the films. So he really had that connection. And he knew where Elvis was, you know, in a psychological sense. He could tell what was going on with him and use the drums to bring him out, because Elvis was moody, and he used the drums to bring him out of his funk.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many top Republican lawmakers are looking to dig deeper now that the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation is public. Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina is saying yesterday,
the same team that exonerated her implicated him before the investigation began, and I suspect some members will ask about the coziness between the FBI and the media.
And on Fox News Sunday, he suggested that he might still want to interview Hillary Clinton.
I need to ask her those questions on intent. We know she lied. We know she concealed evidence.
The Inspector General himself, Michael Horowitz, will testify in a Senate hearing today and a House hearing tomorrow. A shooting that wounds 22 at a New Jersey arts festival Sunday, being called the result of a neighborhood beef. One of the suspects is dead. Two others are hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Choices. Thank you for making us your choice. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's the J. Victoria Keelan is the V. We are on the air every day. It would seem, well, actually, you can hear us all day, every day on TuneIn Radio, and you can find the podcast at DJVshow.com. All of us are covered, and you're covered with information plus. How's that? Conversation about what's going on. Everybody's got a different point of view. Father's Day has passed. A lot of people wonder, how did Father's Day get started? You can thank a lady named Sonora Dodd from Spokane, Washington, who first suggested Father's Day in 1909 after listening to a Mother's Day sermon at church. She wanted to establish a day to honor her father, who was a widowed Civil War veteran, had six children, ran the farm with the children. And then, as things progressed back in 1972, President Nixon signed a law which made Father's Day sort of a national event. I thought it was interesting when I was looking through the newspaper. Yes, I actually did. I read a newspaper. I was on a flight. I flew to Martha's Vineyard Saturday morning to meet with a fellow that I was consulting with for a couple of hours. And then he and I went around the island for a while before I caught the plane to come back again. I've been down there for a long time. Martha's Vineyard is a fascinating place, a wonderful place. It's not just an island with beaches. It really is. It's a great little island. And so I had my picture taken up at Gay's Head where they moved. You may remember all the controversy about moving the lighthouse there because the beach is eroding and they needed to move it 400 feet away. So they built this massive hydraulic platform, and they had a helicopter actually lift this thing up and move it down. And I walked up on top of it and had a couple of pictures taken, which I'll post. I'll send, either I'll post them or I'll send them to you, Victoria, to post. But it was kind of neat to, you know, just see what was going on. And it was sort of my, it wasn't Father's Day because my kids aren't around. They're coming out this week, actually, for about 10 days. And so I wasn't paying much attention. Yesterday was a big day on the farm. I paid no attention. But Saturday felt a little like Father's Day. And I was talking to this fellow who's a colleague of mine who for a long time was a stay-at-home dad. He worked in Framingham, and then he went on his own for a while because his wife died, or yeah, I think she died. And he had to take care of his children. And then he got this job as a town manager down at Martha's Vineyard. But I looked around at the stats when I was waiting for the plane. 214 stay-at-home dads. Do you know that? Did I say 1,000? 214,000 stay-at-home dads in our country. Married fathers, children younger than 15, who are out of the labor force for at least a year to care for their family while the wives work outside the home. Does that number startle anybody, or does that seem okay?
No,
I saw that number. I thought that was a huge number.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me. Because
no?
In New York City, there are a lot of, you know, stay-at-home dads or dads who, you know, work from home and things like that. And there are dad play groups in Central Park. So
really?
My best friend's husband is a stay-at-home dad to their little 2-year-old. So.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not really that surprising to me, but maybe in other parts of the country it's not as common.
I think maybe? We kind of I think because most of us, well, I said people my age who come from a so-called traditional family, even though my family was a horror show. Yeah, there was a mother there was a father there, kind of. 52% of fathers said that they are the primary grocery shoppers these days. My father never went to the grocery store in his life that I can remember. 10% increase from the last 10 years. 11% of moms research the products they buy and then tell the fathers what to buy. That was kind of cute. So, on the other side of things, in terms of stats, 63% of youth suicides are children who live in a home without a father. That's very significant. My sister and I were actually talking about this yesterday in terms of the impact of our father. She has, unbeknownst to me, my father's ashes have been on a shelf in her garage since he died in 2004.
Really?
I forgot it was there. So she said to me, what do you think about we just take him to the cemetery and put him next to Mom? And I said, I don't care what you do with him. It's just a bunch of dust. The main image to me. I don't do what you want with him. My father and my mother, you know, weren't exactly together. So to stick him, his remains in the ground next to her, with her bones. I don't know. I said, it makes no difference really to me because they aren't either of them there. So if it makes you feel better, I'm not going to be around this Friday. You want to go do it with your sister, with my sister, our sister, go ahead. And then we started talking about our father and what he was all about, where he came from, and what life was like for men in that era. And she reminded, my sister is a social scientist. I taught social science, history, that sort of thing for 43 years in the public school system. And so we were just talking about what men knew or what they didn't know or what was expected. My father's father left him literally alone. My father's mother died in the flu epidemic in 1917. So he was 2 years old, 3 years old. His father just ran off. And my father never saw his father again in his life. Now, you can't tell me that doesn't affect you psychologically, whether you want to deal with it on the outside or the inside, one way or another. It affects you. And but Nancy said to me, it was really common. And I'd forgotten about that, but it really, yes, it was. For men, you know, we criticize black men for leaving their families these days. But white men, all fathers, who had any, in that era, before the Dust Bowl, before what happened with the crash of 29, the way fathers dealt with their problems was to leave. That was standard operating procedure. You just left. And because there was no way of tracking, you know, it's not like today where you can find anybody anywhere. Fathers could disappear and just go off and, you know, never be seen or heard from again. And that's what happened to my father's
father. My grandfather's father did that.
Yeah.
And just went, we said, he claimed he was going to Canada or something for a job and was going to come back and just that never, he disappeared completely.
Yeah. Last year, custodial fathers got $2 billion in child support. Custodial mothers got $19 billion. Isn't that an interesting reality? So mothers, is it because there are more mothers who are custodial than fathers? Or is there a...
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that. Yeah. New study out this past week shows fathers who share household chores with their wives tend to have more ambitious daughters as well as daughters with more broad definitions of gender roles. That's interesting.
Makes
87...
sense.
What's that, Victoria?
It makes total sense.
Yep.
You know, if you see an equal division of labor and that's your example, then that's what you expect, you know, when you go out into the real world.
87 million cards sent out on Father's Day, fourth most popular day for sending cards. 24 million children in America, one out of every three live in homes without a father. Children in homes without fathers, listen to this, are almost four times more likely to be poor as they grow up. Children in fatherless homes are also more likely to marry with less than a high school degree and become teenage parents. Wow. What a sociological commentary that is.
Well, logistically, too, there's less oversight because there's, you presume it's a single parent household, right? There's less ability to make money because it's a single parent household.
Yeah. Children in homes without a father have significantly higher chance of becoming incarcerated than those who live in a household with both parents. Huh. That's a fascinating study, isn't it? Huh? Looking at the population of prisons. And the majority of those people in prisons, men and women, did not have a father in the household. Wow. All right, some stats thinking out loud about Father's Day. By the way, congratulations.
No, I'm curious, though.
Yes, Jennifer.
As a kid of divorce, as a child of divorce, I'm the only one here that was a child of divorce, I guess. I grew up in a household without a father.
I might as well have been.
The time I was, yeah, I mean, I was in kindergarten, and then they got back together. But, I mean, literally without a father since second grade. But at the same time, my dad was very involved, and I got to see him run his own household, just like my mom ran her household, which is why I think I am independent. Just watch all of this stuff go on.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the stats are on that, because that's got to be an issue for half the population.
Astrologically, your chart would indicate you are independent as well, but those things help to bolster that reality. Victoria is the same way. Very strong independent streak. And Kara, I think, is as well. I think all of us have a strong independent streak. If any of us are not that way, I have a strong, I don't know whether stubbornness, pride, whatever it is, but I also have a softer side. But I still am very direct and very driven and don't give up on stuff. And I did not give up on my children. I wouldn't have. And I think they are the children they are today because of the fact that both their mother, both Megan and Brendan's mother and father were clear with them about what their priorities were. My children were my priority. Tony, same way. So I think that it comes whether you're divorced or not. What really impacted my children was Tony getting sick when they were teenagers. It seriously impacted Brendan's psychological stability.
That's a tough thing to go through. I can't.
Well, he thought his mother was going to die. You know, when you have somebody tells you you get stage 4 breast cancer, and the stats are that you're usually when that's discovered, you're dead 2 years after they tell you that. He spent his teenage years thinking his mother's going to die, and then she, being the stubborn so-and-so that she was, she lived 21 years, which was unheard of for stage 4 breast cancer. But at the end, it really ate her up, literally. But she put up a heck of a fight. And that was a good lesson for the kids as well. Seeing their mother fight the way she did to survive. And the reason that, and they knew it, the reason that she fought as hard as she did to survive was because she wanted to be with them and support them and, you know, help them develop as adults. And that was a very important lesson for both of them to learn, and a lot of her friends as well.
Was she still alive when Meghan got married?
Yes, she was there. If you picture the marriage, she kind of put the whole thing together. I paid
that's
and she
nice
put it together.
For Meghan, that's nice that she had her mom there for that.
It was a fabulous time. It was, really, it was one of the best days, literally, of my life. Jennifer was there. You know what I mean, Jennifer. But unfortunately, we didn't have enough invitations for you, Victoria. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I ran out of invitations for you guys, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, we're congratulating the winners of our Father's Day. As long as we got this thing going, let's spend one more minute talking about the Father's Day winners of the prizes from the works. The mini mower and the portable power cleaner went to Janet Christman of Sacramento, Mike Collins of Tucson. Congratulations to Brenda Clement of Hickory, North Carolina, and Dave Moss of Sheridan, Wyoming. All of them won for signing up. That's all they did at thedjvshow.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutriMedical.com, 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I are going to go through some food news because Tommy the K is not here, and so therefore we don't have home improvement news. So let's get, this is one of our favorites anyway. Everybody likes to talk about food. One of the most polarizing debuts of a food item on social media happening thanks to Sonic Drive-In's new pickle-flavored slush drink. Oh my God. Sounds horrible. Sonic says they are taking advantage of America's obsession with pickles. So they took pickle juice and made it the base for a new slushy. Oh! Ah! Oh, my God. That'd be like me having a pickle frap at the ice cream bus on the farm. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's the new tangy. This is how they promote it. The sweet, sour, tangy, salty slush. Available all 3,500 Sonic Drive. Oh, my God. Pickle-flavored refreshers. Minnesota's Barley John's Brewing Company has a dill pickle ale. Last year, Wisconsin-based Van Holten's introduced pickle-flavored ice pops. Like popsicles. Pickle-flavored popsicles. What are you, nuts?
I don't like pickles at all anyway, so this does not appeal
to me.
I
like sweet
pickles. Some people love pickles.
Yeah. And so Walmart has a new red pickle flavor fruit punch called Tropicals.
Ugh.
Tropicals, get it?
That's gross.
Really pretty gross. Kellogg's is recalling Honey Smack cereal because it's linked to salmonella. How do you have salmonella in a cereal is the question. 70 people in different states, 5 different states, Massachusetts, one of them, where the snacks, these Honey Smack snack cereals, best of used by June 14th, 2018, says on the box,
The box is, the date is on the box top. Recalling 15.3-ounce Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal. And the codes is, I mean, you know what? If you have Honey Smack cereal, just bring it back to the store. All right? Do not throw it out. Get your money back. Americans eating too much food at work. Frosted chocolate cake, a lot of snacks, free food in the office, in the break room. You know, like Kara, that luscious stuff that gets left over down the hall. In the,
I want to know what office you're at, because we don't have any. We don't have any free food here.
No. I remember it used to be
so much. You don't have any free food? Occasionally, maybe like once every 2 weeks.
Doesn't Nicole bring... Nicole used to bring a lot of stuff in. She doesn't anymore?
No, occasionally. Or we'll have like a lunch to celebrate people's birthdays every month. Yeah. That's it.
Do you have? Do they give you coffee or tea or anything to drink?
Yeah, there's coffee, but I don't drink coffee. And there's black tea, but I don't really drink that either. So I just stick with water typically.
Snacks eaten by employees at work are higher in sugar and fat. The average worker can consume 1,300 calories a day with the snacks left at the average workplace. Government
researchers. A lot of places have granola bars and pretzel rods and all kinds of stuff like that that you kind of can mindlessly chomp on throughout the day.
There
you don't even realize.
Of the more progressive companies, like Bloomberg, has a cafeteria where you can go and they supply with snacks, food, but it's all healthy. Bloomberg's a health nut, so everything is healthy that's in there. I think Microsoft, most of the big campuses, Google, wherever you got a big office place like that, they encourage people to stay there. They don't send them out for lunch.
Right. So they have salad bars and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. There are new regulations proposed, Victoria, for GMO food labeling. That are now, the problem is that they are worse than what we already have, thanks to the folks, all of our friends at Monsanto and that bunch. So the rules, the way they're putting this information together, it would be very difficult to get it, and older people who are infirmed won't be able, you might as well not have any label on them at all. And what they want is to have GMO foods unlabeled. That's what our friends at Monsanto want.
And they're winning that war.
They are. Yeah.
What's the new wording now? It's like bioengineered or something, right? Isn't it something very confusing?
Right. Something innocuous and very right.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to understand. Meanwhile, they continue to gene edit the foods, GMO foods, that sort of thing. There are thousands of these things labeled as GE, genetic engineering, versus genetic modification. That's what they want to change because there's such a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.